it's time for All Tech Considered. The voices of computers have gotten a lot better, at least in the movies.
Hello.
Hi.
I've never met anyone new before. Have you?
That's the humanoid robot Ava in the film Ex Machina, played by Alicia Vikander. Meanwhile, in the real world, computer voices can't even say things right, like the name of the Jewish New Year.
Rosh Hashanah.
Oi! We're talking computer speech today on All Tech. First, here's NPR's Laura Seidel to tell us why it's so hard to get computers to pronounce words correctly.
At first, I wondered if the problem had something to do with where a lot of the work on computer voicing is done.
My name is Andrew Breen.
And he's British, and they talk funny there.
Yeah, schedule.
Right.
Yeah, I prefer schedule, thank you.
I prefer schedule here in America. Breen is based in England, where he is the director of research for text-to-speech at Nuance Communications, which helped create Siri for Apple. But that's not the problem. He says the computer uses dictionaries to determine the correct way to say a word in a particular dialect or accent.
So we have a dictionary of pronunciations, and that's the first port of call.
Which doesn't always work. I reached out to our listeners for some of their favorite mispronunciations.
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama.
Rue Bordeaux.
Rue Bordeaux.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Thanks, Elizabeth Connor, Andrew Dart, and Brett Miller. Breen explains it this way. Whatever dictionary your voice system uses may not have those place names, so it sounds them out with common English usage. Here's someone who knows how to say it correctly in American English.
Rue Bordeaux. Des Moines.
Mobile, Alabama.
This is Susan Bennett, and
this is the original voice of Siri.
And she's talking to me. About a decade ago, Bennett was in the studio laying down tracks like this.
90% of the phrases I recorded were nonsensical, created solely to get all of the sound combinations in the language. So I had to read things like, say the shrouding again, say the shrieding again, say the shrading again, say the shrouding again, say the shrouding again, and on and on and on.
Odd sound combinations are used to assemble words based on pronunciations in a dictionary of American speech.
And then you've got to go to that unique individual, that voice talent that's given you their basic sound system, and you've got to try and map this representation into something that you can speak back.
This all happens in a fraction of a second. And getting back to those messed up place names, as anyone who has used Siri, Cortana, Google Now, or any other computer voice system knows, this doesn't always work. Let's return to a place name.
Mobile, Alabama.
Which several voice systems say as
Mobile, Alabama.
Unfortunately, the computer can't distinguish between mobile and mobile.
There is never really 100% guarantee that when you've got a word that's in common language use and is also a place name, that you're not going to choose the wrong one, unless you've got full context.
This may be true for a word and place name like mobile, mobile. Still, voice of Siri artist Bennett says when she was recording for Nuance, they did record some place names.
And we'd say, well, this street is in New Mexico. It has a Spanish name, so I bet they pronounce it correctly, the Spanish way. One day I said to him, I said, well, why are we guessing? Don't you guys have interns or someone that can look this information up and get it right?
That never happened. Breen says pronunciations will improve as devices have better connections to the internet where they can retrieve information more quickly.
Even with that context, you have to take into account the situation where, for whatever reason, maybe the device is in a tunnel, or maybe it's in a room where it just can't get online. You know, it can't just say no.
Instead, if I'm in a tunnel and I can't get to the internet and I ask Siri about that guy with square pants, you get something like this.
SpongeBob.
It's difficult to hear my voice saying certain things that I would never in a million years say.
Susan Bennett has an iPhone, but says she never uses Siri.
Laura Siddle, NPR News, San Francisco.